This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, a member of FDIC. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County 71B District Court following a domestic violent incident dated December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Carroll Post responded to around 11 p.m. to reports of physical assault violating a involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. The troopers arrived. Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiation, he surrendered without further incident. A consent to search, recovery, multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and being taken into custody. He faces 15 charges, which include 3 counts of discharging a firearm in or at a building, 1 count of carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, felonious assault, interfering with electronic communications, 5 felony firearm counts, 3 counts of assault, resisting, obstructing police officers, and domestic violence. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. After experiencing domestic violence, can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 or 855-VOICES-4 for confidential help. A judge was found 32-year-old William Channer mentally incompetent to stand trial in a fatal shooting of a Grand Blanc football coach, Logan Welsh. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited in Almont, last month and shot 30-year-old Welsh, who later died in the hospital. Channer was arrested after a police chase through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. 2 Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of any wrongdoing. A preliminary examination is the next step in this case. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Sally. I'm in the living room.
Oh, Frank, you decorated the Christmas tree.
Yep, what do you think?
Is that a possum blinking on top of our Christmas tree?
Sure is. Looks great, huh?
How did you make the eyes blink?
Oh, that's just a little ingenuity of hooking up the lights. You always said shop locally and use locally. Well, that's local.
Yeah, but that's not exactly what I had in mind when I asked you to decorate the tree.
Okay, so you meant spend locally.
Well, yeah, Frank. When you spend your dollars locally, your dollar stays right here in our community, working to benefit our area, our restaurants, factories, schools, and hospitals. It's just like banking with our local Bayport State Bank. Bayport State Bank is locally owned and operated, investing in our thumb economy, promoting our communities, working together with residents on area projects and programs.
Now I get it. Sure hope someone needs some fine possum gloves for stocking stuffers from their local possum farmer.
Oh, Frank.
Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
All right, Agra Valley Communications, Inc., has been announced as the leading naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as the Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with groundbreaking ceremonies set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skating, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activities year-round. The Huron County Hockey Association President John Bader praised Agra Valley's donation, calling it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at thehuroncountyhockey.com or through the Huron County Hockey Association Facebook page. And last but not least, the Elkton Bishop Bayport Lakers school community proved that they had the holiday spirit, even if it means one green Grinch. A decorated Lakers school bus transformed into a giant Grinch rolled through an annual Elkton lighted Christmas parade over the weekend, becoming a festival favorite. The transformed a classic yellow bus was decked out with Grinch green, giving the school's unofficial color, go green, go white, a humorous holiday spin. The creative concept was brought to life by volunteers with students credited with the main Grinch drawing and was recognized for their efforts in decorating the vehicle, showcasing strong community and staff support in school events. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, a member of FDIC.